All news, traffic, and weather driving to work and back home. News Radio 101 FM, KXL, Oregon's station of record.
And we're back on Business Briefing. I'm Brian Bushlack. Welcome back as we continue our conversation on the apartment market, the Apartment Insider Report, coming up on June 1st. To register, call 866-546-9390. I'll tell you more about that in a sec. We continue our conversation with Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. And Joe, during the break, we were talking about lending, and I really want to focus on that in this segment because it's so key to getting these transactions done. And we have good news in the commercial lending space. I know you work with the top guy in the market, and it sounds like deals are getting done.
Absolutely. You know, it is difficult. You know, the lending piece is a critical piece to the transaction, but it's getting better. And we deal with a gentleman named Mark Pierce, president of Commercial Lending Group. He does 100% apartments, does a really good job on packaging the loans with the banks. He's a mortgage broker. He knows all the banks in town, who has the best programs, best rates. And again, you know, the completion of the loan is critical. So he does a fantastic job with that.
And commercial lending, very different than residential lending. There are some components that are similar, but they're looking more at the building and the cash flows, correct?
Correct. So the commercial model is really based on the apartment building. So they really put the focus on that, having a debt coverage ratio, 1.25, 1.3, which is, again, having 1.3 higher than the debt with cash flow. So they kind of back into the loan dollars of how much they're going to give to the building. So when you have a higher producing cash flow building, essentially you get a little more loan dollars for that loan on the purchase. Then they look at the buyer, and, you know, again, if it's a first-time buyer, they're going to want to see, you know, the same stuff they want to see with residential. Do you have a job? Do you have income? Do you have any reserves? If you're a multifamily apartment owner and you have a few buildings or many, well, you're stronger. They're going to know you know what you're doing in the market. You're an experienced apartment owner. You have the equity. You have the net worth to purchase the buildings. On the residential model, quite the opposite. They look at you individually first to see how much you can afford. Then they give you the loan.
Mm-hmm. Looking more at DTI or debt to income.
Correct.
Than you do with the apartment market. Now, let's talk about leverage, because I know there's some old school apartment investors out there that have been in the apartment space for a long time, and they've paid off their building. Now, hey, everybody's different. And I got a lot of old school clients myself who don't like debt. However, if you're in a situation where you don't have any debt on the building, you're really holding yourself back from opportunities to expand your portfolio, correct?
Correct. You know, and every investor is different. Every person has a different strategy and where they are in life on their goals and what they need. The apartment building, you know, there's no shortcuts. You build wealth over time. We have clients that have pretty good net worth, and you know, they're still in the building mode. They're putting 25, 30% down, trying to stretch it to get into a little bit larger buildings right now. And then we have some clients. Give you an example. We have a client coming up from California this weekend. He owns thousands of units. Most of them are free and clear. They've built this business up probably over the last 40, 50 years, passed on through the family. He's flying his own jet up here. You know, we'll field up. We'll be up there. We'll be at Hillsboro on Friday. See you on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, coming up next week. So we have that going on. It's important to know that with the apartment investors, you really got to look at what they have going on for their own needs. Some people want high cash flow. Some people want that leverage. So, you know, it depends on where you are in life.
Yeah, and you showed me a scenario during the break, too, I thought was very interesting in terms of, you know, where you're at, what your debt service is and your cash flow and, you know, just raising the rents a little bit. Why don't you share that with our audience? Because I think that was a great example of, you know, what can happen. And you mentioned, too, that we've got potentially a big bump coming up in rental rates here in the next, what, 12 to 18 months?
Well, exactly. Back in 2007, 2008, the West Coast, you know, Portland was one of the cheapest, inexpensive cities. People found out that Craigslist can get a lot more rent on the apartment unit during the turnover. So what you saw was a $75, $100 average rent increases. Closer in downtown, the better. And the whole market corrected itself and rents went up. Then we got a little soft in, you know, 2009 with maybe some rent concessions. 2010, we started rebounding. We're in 2011, rents are going back up. When the economy turns around, you're going to have that shadow inventory of renters going back out, getting their own units, getting out from doubling up with a roommate, And right now we have no supply. So we're going to see the rents increase again, probably 12 to 18 months from now. I'm forecasting probably a $50 to $75 rent increase across the board, depending on where you are in the city. Now, what does that look like for an apartment investor? Well, if you're going to buy a building today, or you're going to reposition your equity that you have in a building, this gentleman that's coming up on next Friday for the weekend, you know, he's looking to buy a building for his daughter that lives up here. You know, he's looking for a close-in building, Class A neighborhood, but he's looking in the $2 million range. So here's an example. He's going to find a building, $2 million. He's going to put probably, you know, let's typically say $700,000 down, okay? His debt service will be about $90,000 a year to pay for the low interest rate for, you know, 10-year fixed. Seven cap building, his cash flow is $50,000 a year after debt service. Okay, pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, if you're looking at a 30-unit building and you're having a $75 rent increase going forward, whether it's next year, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, you could say 5 years from now, your expenses didn't go up that much. They were stabilized. And raising rent doesn't increase your expenses. Your expenses are what they are. You're looking at an increase of about $27,000, $30,000 of additional cash flow. You still have the same debt coverage. The debt service you have to pay is still $90,000 a year. So capturing more units, capturing more buildings is a great time right now because you're going to build that extra cash flow going forward. Not to mention you're going to have that debt reduction on the loan. You got the depreciation, the, you know, the tax benefits, everything we talked about last weekend.
Mentioned too that the capital expenditures, you know, roof, you know, parking lot improvements, whatever, paint, that's built in, right?
Correct. Well, you know, on a typical expense stabilized pro forma, you know, you're going to pay for, you know, your water, your utilities. A lot of that water bill back's coming here in Portland. More than 50% of buildings, you know, the tenants actually are paying the water, whether or not the building's metered or not individually. It's just the water bills are going up too much. Your taxes are one of the higher expenses. You know, people that have management, you know, you're going to pay somewhere between 7% and 8%, 9%. And then you got your repairs and maintenance and a reserve account. You know, you should be budgeting for reserves, which is capital reserves. So, you know, that roof life's going to be, you know, 15 to 25 years, depending on what type of roof you have. Your paint's going to be almost every 8 years. You know, some window upgrades, cosmetic upgrades, capital improvements into the property, a sewer line. So you got to budget for that. Most of the time you go into the building, you know what you're going to be seeing in the next few years, 5 years, 7 years out, because you did your homework on the building. And if there was some major repairs needed, you're going to do it immediately and probably work that into the sale somehow. So you have the cash to immediately put that new roof on. And so when you're buying the building, or let's say you own the building, you've had it for years and you got these capital expenditures coming up, you don't have the cash to put into it, good time to sell, get the equity out, go buy another building.
Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate joining us here on Business Briefing. And the Apartment Insider Report is coming up on June 1st at the Bing Lounge here. Want to give you this information. Welcome you to attend this event, $25 registration. That includes your wine, appetizers, and your parking, along with a free report. Seating is limited, as I mentioned in our last segment, only 80 seats available. Last fall, this sold out in a little over a week. So want to get you on board for this one coming up Wednesday, June 1st, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Call 866-546-9390. Joe will provide us with the 2011 apartment market forecast, how to use your retirement funds through a self-directed IRA. We hear a lot of talk about that. You can do that to purchase apartment buildings. It's actually pretty simple. Tips to avoid transaction pitfalls. And we already gave a preview of the lending outlook for 2011, but Mark Pierce will join us on June 1st to give you the blow-by-blow on the lending situation, give you the insight on who he's working with and where to get the money. And what I will say personally is, folks, I know you probably know a commercial realtor out there that you've worked with in the past. Maybe your Uncle Buster is a commercial realtor. Guess what? The apartment market is very different. And that's all Joseph Chaplick focuses on. That's all Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate handles. In fact, I asked Joe, I said, hey, I got a commercial building, got a referral for you. He's like, eh, thanks, but no thanks. Here's some commercial guys. And you referred that on to somebody else because you are so focused on this market. I think that's really the key to your success, too. You guys are closing a third of the transactions in the market, right?
Correct. You know, we lead the market with transactions yearly, and one of the things we do is really just to serve the client. So in your example, yes, if we're not the best fit for the client, we pass it on.
Great stuff. As always, again, to register for this event, 866-546-9390, or you can check out Joe's website. It's josephbernard.net, specifically a /APT-report for the Apartment Insider Report. Coming up on Wednesday, June 1st, inside the Bing Lounge. More with Joe Chaplick next week. And stick around. We'll put a wrap on this edition of Business Briefing with the author of Breaking Through Walls, Mike Goss, just arrived. He'll join us next.